All right, today we're going to talk about Maryland versus Pringle, which is a United States federal Supreme Court ruling regarding constructive possession. A lot of guys will call me and say, hey, where do we have the ruling for constructive possession? This is a case adopted by New Jersey, and we've adopted the federal standards. So you're not going to find one that says New Jersey and explains this. You'll find cases that were talked about in New Jersey and probably refer to this. It's 6 o'clock on a Friday. Let's see what kind of participation we get in this live stream. The guys who are getting involved in this one have a really fair shot at making a winning themselves a shirt. So it'll be a simple contest, and what I'm gonna do is read you. T, I can't guess. T, I see you're watching, but I can't give you a shirt because I just gave you one the other day. Regarding constructive possession, Maryland versus Pringle, 2003, and basically I'm gonna give you just some history on the case. Respondent Pringle was the front seat passenger in a car that was stopped for speeding. Upon stopping the car, the arresting officer found money in the glove compartment and cocaine in the back seat armrest. The officer arrested all three occupants of the car, and Pringle was convicted for possession with intent to distribute cocaine after he signed a written confession. Pringle appealed, arguing that probable cause to arrest him did not exist. So what happened was they get pulled over. Officer develops a probable cause to search the vehicle. There's three people in there. They deny consent. I'm sorry, they deny ownership of any of the stuff found. And they're all arrested because nobody fesses up to it. So the one guy says, look, I'm not going down for this. It doesn't matter. Nobody stepped up to the plate and took it, and they all got time in the clink. And then it's just held, when finding contraband in an automobile, there is probable cause to arrest its occupants regardless of the proximity from the contraband. And actually, let me just go back a little bit. What do I got here? Just in some of the things that they talked about Maryland versus Pringle, which is some wording that I liked, was there's a case called Ybarra, which is a federal Supreme Court ruling, but it said this is quite different from Ybarra. Pringle and his two companions were in a relatively small automobile, not a public tavern. A car passenger, unlike the unwitting tavern patron in Ybarra, will often be engaged in common enterprise with the driver and have the same interest in concealing the fruits or the evidence of the wrongdoing. Here we think it was reasonable for the officer to infer a common enterprise among the three men. The quantity of drugs and cash in the car indicated the likelihood of drug dealing, an enterprise to which a dealer would be likely to admit an innocent person with the potential to furnish evidence against him. So, you know, that's where it comes from, guys. Everybody asks, oh, where's the constructive possession come from? There it is, 2003. And the contest is, man, it's going to be a simple one for everybody. I'm going to write a letter down. Everybody gets one guess. First person to guess what letter it is on this piece of paper. Oh, shit. If you paid attention, you'd be the first one to jump in on it. We'll get a free t-shirt. So go ahead and guess your letter, guys. You want me to talk about something? If anybody has a question while I'm here, and we're waiting for somebody to win this t-shirt today, put your question up. I can see them as they come in. Whatever question you have, we'll go over. Guys, if you want to go to some of this training, streetcoptraining.com, you'll see all the stuff we have coming up. The Monmouth County October class is sold out, but we booked a second class. So November 28th and 29th will be the Monmouth County Police Academy again. That one's filling up. Mike, you didn't get it, Mike. Mike's the first swing and miss. Sorry, buddy. Try you next time. Next person. We have one-day case law class coming up. I'm trying to do hybrid cases now. I'm adding a lot more stuff. We're going to be developing a lot of new case, a lot of new courses for the 2018 year. We're going to go into some real cool Attorney General guideline stuff. I know it sounds kind of corny and maybe uninteresting, but anybody who's been to my training knows that even when you come from my case law class, guys walk out of there feeling like it was one of the best classes they've ever taken. Because I make it interesting. I don't make it crappy. Mike, you're the only person putting a letter up, so you may win. It's not going to sit here on live Facebook for 20 minutes. So, Mike, you may win by default, buddy. Let's see. Is anybody else going to poke a guess at what the letter is and win a free t-shirt? We ship it to you free of charge. I don't even know what else to talk about. Mike, I'm going to give it 10 seconds. If nobody jumps in and guesses the next letter, I don't think there's a delay in the video. If nobody guesses the next letter, you're gonna win, dude. So I appreciate your cooperation. That's it, Michael James. You won the t-shirt, buddy. The letter was J, but since nobody else participated, I didn't do a let everybody know that we were going to have this contest right away. Mike, you won. Do me a favor. Send me a message, DM me, and your shirt size and your address, and we'll send it out to you ASAP. You guys want stickers, streetcopstickers@gmail.com. They're free for everybody who sent them out. Just send me an email with your name and address. And hopefully I'll give you some value tomorrow. I should be able to come back on here. We are packing, getting ready for the move. My wife and I are moving. And we have 3 kids under 4 years old. So it's going to be very interesting how that all goes down. Have a good weekend. I'm going to try to get here on Saturday and Sunday as well, guys. If you need anything, reach out to me. Everybody knows that if you PM or DM me, whatever you want to call it, or email me, I get back to you pretty quickly. Goodbye.